Some people can even get amnesia and forget everything about themselves. They don't even remember their names. Can you imagine what that would be like? I've never forgotten my name before, but a couple times I've forgotten who God made me to be. I already told you that I was never very good at school. Eventually, in high school, I decided the best thing for me to do was to give up on school altogether. I decided I'd do what I'd always wanted, move to the mountains in Yosemite, a big, beautiful national park, and become a forest ranger. I would climb mountains, live in a tent, and eat hot dogs and Pop-Tarts. I was sure it would be awesome. Looking back now, I can see I was a little lost. I knew exactly where I was, but I didn't know who I was. Before I left for the mountains, I went to see my friend Randy. Randy was a Young Life leader at my high school. He was a grown-up who liked to hang out with high school kids and tell them about Jesus. I wasn't sure about Jesus yet, but I really liked Randy, so I drove to his house to say goodbye. As I told Randy my plan to move to the mountains, he didn't tell me what a bad idea it was or make me feel worse than I already did. Deep down, I knew I should finish school. Instead, he excused himself to get something from his room. After a few minutes, Randy came back to the front door. Do you know what he had with him? He had a backpack over one shoulder and a sleeping bag under his arm. Randy didn't make a speech. Instead, he said what people who are lost need to hear from somebody they trust. I'm with you. He walked out to the car with me, put his sleeping bag on top of mine, and climbed into the passenger seat. Randy wasn't just saying he was with me to be nice. He was actually with me in the car as we drove all the way to Yosemite. He told me that he would stay with me while I got settled into my new life and tried to find a job. I didn't have much of a plan, but the little one that I had started falling apart as soon as I arrived at Yosemite. I couldn't find a job or even a place to stay. Randy and I were too big to sleep in the car and too cold to sleep outside, so we snuck into an unused tent at a campground and slept there. After just a few days at Yosemite, I told Randy with a sigh, "This isn't working out well at all. Maybe I should just go back home and finish high school." Once again, Randy said the same thing he'd been saying the whole time. "Bob, I'm still with you." God made everyone who has ever been alive. That's a lot of people. He made us so we'd love him. Sometimes it's hard to remember that. In fact, it wasn't long after he made us that we wandered away from him. We were all lost, kind of like I was in high school. We'd forgotten who he made us to be. His people. So God made a plan to make things right in the world. He decided to send his son, Jesus, to earth to be with us. God doesn't try to talk us out of going on adventures, but he stays close to people who have forgotten who they are. He's with them the same way Randy was with me. We get to do the same thing for our friends, too. The next time your friends seem a little lost or like they've forgotten who they are, do what Randy did. You don't need to say a lot.